BP and the Gulf are facing a miserable summer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. BP's Top Kill operation has failed, and now the company is planning other ways to slow the oil leaking from the collapsed well in the Gulf of Mexico. Already, the company says it has spent almost $1 billion on the leak, and estimates are that could triple in the months ahead. The government estimates more than 12,000 barrels of oil are leaking every day into the Gulf. And on CBS's Face the Nation, White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner said that will continue.
I think what the American people need to know that it is possible we will have oil leaking from this well until August when the relief wells will be finished.
Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu said yesterday BP ought to pledge another $1 billion to immediately pay for protecting Gulf wetlands. Turning to the markets now, Wall Street will have Memorial Day off today, but stocks are trading around the world. And they're mostly higher. India said its economy grew by more than 8% last quarter, best showing in 2 years. In Europe, Germany said its machinery orders jumped by a third compared to a year ago. Wall Street will get back at it tomorrow. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials dropped 122 points and closed at 10,136. These days, workers in most industries are protected by a bunch of laws that govern safety issues and worker rights. But so-called domestic workers, like nannies and housekeepers, are excluded from most of those protections. Well, a law being introduced in New York State tomorrow would change that. And Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us the story.
Right now, if a domestic worker is mistreated, say she's forced to work overtime without extra pay, or she's let go without warning, legally, there's nothing she could do. The new law would change that. Priscilla Gonzalez is director of Domestic Workers United. The organization's a kind of unofficial union that's been pushing the bill.
The Domestic Workers Bill of Rights in New York State is going to guarantee basic rights like sick days, holidays, vacation.
Gonzalez says her organization figures there are around 200,000 domestic workers in the New York City area, and there are many more in the rest of the state. Annetta Bernhardt is policy director at the National Employment Law Project.
And they really need the protection, the full protection of workplace laws and the full enforcement by government agencies. And that's really what this bill is trying to accomplish.
If it passes, this law would be the first of its kind in the country. But advocates in other states, including California, are hoping to replicate it. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Today, Pakistan reportedly lifted a ban on Facebook after the social networking site apologized for and removed a page deemed offensive to Muslims. The page had encouraged users to post images of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Many Muslims regard visual depictions of the prophet as blasphemous. Pakistan's Secretary of Information Technology says Facebook has assured the government it won't happen again. Officials from Facebook have not been reached for comment.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Looking for something to do this Memorial Day? Well, for tourists in Southern California, there's always the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Grumman's Chinese Theater, or a guided star tour, most of which take you past gated homes of the rich and famous. But Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll now tells us about an L.A. entrepreneur who is taking busloads of tourists on a trip through the hood.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Great.
All right. If nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. Slide all your money to the front. It's just a joke.
Alfred Lomas was a member of one of L.A.'s toughest gangs for years. Now he tries to get former gang members into jobs. His latest brainstorm, hire them to be tour guides to their own dangerous paths.
Okay, so many of you may have questions as to what L.A. Gang Tours is. I'll tell you what it's not. First of all, what it's not and what you won't get is you won't see us in wife beaters, throwing dice, selling dope. You won't get that.
You won't get that because Lomas has made a deal with local gangs. They let his tour bus roll safely through their neighborhoods. The tour goes to industrial and working class areas where gangs thrive. It also rolls past the LA County Jail and the site of one of the biggest gang fights between the Bloods and the Crips. But the only actual gang members you meet are on the bus. One by one, they file up to the front to talk about their lives on the streets.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up? that's what we say in the hood. Anyway, my name's Scorpio, man. I'm from the Jordan Down Projects, and I've been involved with the culture since I was a puppy. Did over 22 years in jail.
This is the kind of up-close encounter Kevin Johnson came for. He's a pre-med student at the University of Southern California, and he's one of dozens of people who paid $65 to take the L.A. gang tour today.
Being from Texas, I wasn't necessarily exposed to gang culture, and I'm fascinated by it.
But not everyone is so enthusiastic. Many local residents and business owners think the tour is a terrible way to represent their neighborhoods. Francisco Ortega is a human relations advocate for the city of Los Angeles. He's heard a lot of those complaints.
How are you proposing to make money off people's misery? And that's sort of one knee-jerk reaction, one gut feeling you get.
Despite some pushback, the gang tour is catching on. Early tours have been sold out. Lomas says his goal is to provide even more jobs, and the tour is not the end of the line. Lomas's next stop, a gang museum. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And finally, a woman who used Google Maps to get walking directions is suing the search company. She says Google told her that in order to get to her destination, she should walk on what turned out to be a busy highway, where she was struck by a car. Google does warn its online readers, quote, walking directions are in beta. Use caution. The route may be missing sidewalks or pedestrian paths. But the woman says she was using her BlackBerry where that warning didn't show up. In the past, Google has faced directional challenges with humor. It used to tell users that to go from Boston to London, they should drive to the coast and then swim across the Atlantic Ocean. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I hope you'll join us online, marketplace.org. News, videos, all the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute, and more. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.